Everyone say freedoms.
Freedom.
Fire.
Fire.
Freedoms.
Freedom.
Fire. Because
fire
brings freedom.
Amen.
See, there's a freedoms fire that comes. And it melts. It burns. It exposes. It changes. It heals. It delivers. I mean, there is a presence. It's a different presence. It's a level. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We want to be backed by the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Man, I'm trying, all right? Second Corinthians chapter 3. Whoa. Ooh wee. All right, let's go. Where is it? Yes. Is everybody there? Verse 4. Let's read it together. Let's speak it together. Because I'm going to need some help. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Our sufficiency is from what?
God.
In other words, it's no longer you. It's no longer your righteousness. It's no longer your rituals. It's no longer your abilities. It's no longer the things that you do. It's everything that he's done. Amen? It says, verse 6. Who also made us what? Sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. It is the Spirit who does what? Gives life. He gives new life. He gives new life. Verse 7, but if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Wow. Why? Because that glory was passing away, but the Spirit would be able to bring the glory continuously. Is everybody with me? We're going to talk about that. Verse 9. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. Now I got to explain something to you. As soon as I get it. The Spirit carries the anointing. He's the carrier of the anointing. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is what we call the anointing, but he's the carrier of the anointing. Now, the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Right? That's why Jesus was known as the Christ. So it is the Spirit that carries the anointing. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And it's the fire that carries the glory. Is everybody with me? So when you feel fire, that's God's glory. So the Holy Spirit carries the anointing, and the fire of God carries the glory. Let's go a little further. What happened to my page? There it is. Okay. In verse 11, let's say it again. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Now remember something, that Moses had a visitation with a burning bush. The fire was carrying the glory of God. So when Moses got close to the bush, the Lord said, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground now. Because the fire carried the glory. Amen? Let's go further. Verse 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away, because they had a visitation with fire that carried the glory, but it was going away. But you and I have it available all the time. We're just spoiled brats. See, the thing is people don't take advantage of the price he paid. The enemy always wants to separate us with self-righteousness, with unclean things, with just a touch from God instead of saturation. You know, with just a cheap prayer sometimes instead of pressing in and pressing through and touching. It says here in verse 14, read it with me. But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ, meaning the anointing. Amen? The scales are removed by the anointing. Now, once the scales are removed by the anointing, there's something that brings, it allows you to see, but there's something that brings more depth of seeing the way God sees. And that is the glory of God by the fire. Has everybody got it? See, the fire of God carries the glory. When that glory comes and that heat comes and that presence comes, he exchanges you for him. Is everybody with me? Verse 15. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. In other words, the scales are removed. When one turns to the Lord, when one turns to the Lord. See, many people have Jesus as their Savior, but not Lord. Lord means he's Lord over your life. Savior means I need him to save me. Well, there's more than salvation. See, people just take him as salvation. If they only take him as salvation, they're stuck in the outer court. That's why they go in and out, in and out. And let me tell you, there are believers who've been baptized in the Holy Ghost and still live in the outer court. Hallelujah. Verse 16. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. In verse 17. Now the Lord is the what? Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty or freedom. How many of y'all want freedom? Well, then something's got to happen. His presence has got to supersede any other presence. If his presence is not superseding any other presence, then there's not freedom. You know, we talked about the ruling voice. We must always ask ourselves, what voice is ruling my life? What voice is ruling this temple? What voice is ruling my house? What voice is ruling my job? See, we're to always recognize what the ruling voice is. It's our responsibility. See, but if the presence of God and the glory of God is there, the ruling voice is dethroned. Has everybody got it? It's dethroned. because you're able to see it and expose it and know that it won't rule you. Verse 18. But we all with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the what? The glory of the Lord. That's the fire of God. Does everybody got it? Because the glory comes by the what? Fire. So when you see the glory of God, it's the fire of God. Because the fire is the carrier of the glory. What happens when they saw Jesus? What did they see? Fire. When they see the throne room, they see lights and fire. But always carrying God's glory. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from what? Glory to glory. No, from fire to fire. From fire to fire, you've got to go through the fire to change. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now remember, the Spirit is carrying the anointing, the fire is carrying the glory. Oh, hallelujah. So it's no longer us of self-righteousness, certain self-sanctifications of things that we eat, how we dress. You know, people try to be sanctified by certain things. You know, you got certain traditions and rituals where, you know, women wear long dresses, no makeup. I mean, it's their choice. But my wife has the saying, it's time to paint the barn. And, you know, and then you've got the self-sanctification of you can only go to church on Saturday. All of these self-made, rich-made man. Anyways, all these man-made rituals that are supposedly bringing more sanctification and holiness, which doesn't do a stinking thing. Doesn't do anything. See, there are people who love Jesus, but there are people not in love with Him. Oh, I love Jesus. I'll do anything but that. See, when you're in love with Him, you don't ask Him what do you want me to do? You say, I'll do it. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't have to ask Him. You just, okay. Okay. When you're in love with Him, you're willing to do whatever it takes. If you're not in love with Him, you'll always question Him. But you'll be in butt ministry instead of head ministry. You'll be the tail instead of the head, right? There's a difference. And in this, He did it all. He paid the price for all of us so that we can not only walk in the anointing, but go to another level of His glory. Again, the anointing is carried by the Spirit to manifest His glory by His fire. His glory is manifested by His fire. The level of anointing, the fire is the level of anointing that expresses the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at the same time. Is everybody with me? See, the glory of God expresses the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit at the same time. The ministries come together as one, even though we know that they are one, but they all show up. Praise God. His glory is carried by His fire, which brings freedom from the world, self, and allows us to see the world as He sees it. It allows us to see the world as He sees it while changing you. Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 1. everybody okay? Go ahead. If you need to lift your hands to heaven and get another drink, go ahead. Go for it. Grow for it. Amen. Just stay saturated and drunk tonight. It's on the house. Jesus is buying. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of what? Uh-oh. That meant glory. If there was an appearance of fire, God's glory is here. From the appearance of his waist and downward, fire. And from his waist and upward, like an appearance of brightness, like the color of amber. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the Lord God of Israel was there. Why? Because the fire was there. Like the vision that I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted my eyes toward the north. And there, north of the altar gate, was the image of jealousy in the entrance. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary. Now turn again, you will see greater abominations. Do you notice that? Because he saw the fire, the glory allowed him to see. So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So I went in and I saw, and there every sort of creeping thing, abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around the walls. In other words, one of the things that the glory and the fire is always doing is trying to burn up our idols. And many people run before they allow God's fire to burn up their idols. Idols. We're the worst idol. Our children can be an idol. Our jobs can be an idol. Our spouses can be an idol. There can be things that are idols in our life that God is trying to burn up. Your abilities or talents can be. Because there are certain things that we put before or between God and yourself. And that is called an idol. And that's something that the Lord is always trying to burn up. Pride is an idol. People pride themselves. It is an idol. Is everybody all right? Praise be to God. Let's go a little further. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. These idols are what we call idols of worship, because anything between you and God is an idol of worship. Money is an idol to people. Revelation chapter 1. In verse 9. Freedom's fire. Revelation chapter 1. In verse 9. Let's read it together. And I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in the book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Samaria, to Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, and white as snow. His eyes were like a what? Flame of fire. Again, the glory of God, the fire of God allows you to see. That's why his eyes are fire. You know, many people have been touched by the Lord, but never saturated in the glory. There's a difference. And there, when there is a saturation of the glory of God, and the fire of God comes on you, there's times when you are blinded because of the cloud of glory. There's a difference. I've been touched by the Lord many times, and I have had the glory of God come on me less. I don't know how many times the glory of God has come on me, but I have felt the glory of God and the fire of God many times. But there was my first visitation from the Lord was the glory of God, which changed me instantly. And every demon from hell left me. They were evicted. Of course, they hadn't paid the rent in a long time. I've been praying for it all the time. Hallelujah. In verse 15, it says, his feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have what? Seen. And the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. In other words, in the glory of God, it's three-dimensional. You're able to see past, present, and future. But many people, so many times, the only thing we're looking at is the touch. But I'm telling you, if you're willing to go deeper than the touch, into the fire of glory, into the realm, and it's a realm that we can't comprehend because our carnal understanding can't live in that realm. We can't live in that realm. But it's a realm that is life-changing. It's a realm that you're able to see. Many prophets were brought into that realm. They wrote the things down that they saw and didn't even understand it. But I really believe right now that God is bringing us through fire so that we, first of all, we must have a desire to be cleansed. And he's bringing us to another level of the anointing, to the glory of God. Because he's coming back for a blemish-free church. And first he's going to come through the body of Christ before he comes. And then the body of Christ will be removed. And then he comes. And Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Is everybody there? In verse 11. John the Baptist said, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mighty mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and what? Fire. In other words, there'll be another level to the anointing. And listen, the apostles walked around in the glory of God. Even their shadows, demons booked. Because they walked in the glory, because the fire carries the glory. Wherever they went, things happened. Come on, they even lied. Remember when Ananias and Sapphira, they came and lied to the Paul? What happened to them? They dropped dead. You think you're lying to us? You can't see the anointing and the glory of God? They didn't lie. They thought they were lying to me. See, let me tell you something. People think they can get away with whatever. Like God doesn't see you. Yeah, I think I'll lie. I think I'll cheat. I think I'll steal. I think I'll do something. Nobody sees me. Like God doesn't see you. I mean, that's just plumb stupid. You know why? They're the ones that say, I love Jesus. They're not in love with him. Because there's no reverence, no honor or respect. So they do what they think is right in their own eyes instead of seeking the Lord to find out what's truly right. See, the Bible says, seek good and don't do evil. But many people seek good and do evil. Just because someone seeks good doesn't mean they're going to do good. They seek good and do evil. Why? Because the fear of the Lord isn't there. And that fear of God is reverence, honor, and respect to Him, where He is always in front of you. Always in front of Him, no matter what you do. You can run over here and there He is. You can run over here. Oh, hey. He's everywhere. He's always, there's always, His eyes are always on you, and your eyes are always on Him. It's different. People speak what they want to speak, do what they want to do, because the Lord is not in front of them. Let me share something with you which will separate or bring a false reverence, a false fear of God. It's called religion. It has its own form of reverence to God. This is what I believe. They become granolas. They get nutty and fruity. They need to start their own cereal. Don't eat it. Okay, would you please go to Malachi chapter 3? Hey, the pages turn by themselves. Malachi. What do I want to go to Malachi for? Well, we'll go there anyways. Must be a reason. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? He is like a what? Refiner's fire. In other words, this fire is going to also refine us. Why? Because it's called freedom's fire. To refine us is to bring freedom. And like a laundry of soap. In other words, we need some burning out, getting rid of those idols. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi, which were the priests, and that's what we are, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in what? Righteousness. In other words, this is very important. It's so that we offer Him now no more carnal offerings. No more selfish offerings. The offerings of praise. The sacrifice of praise. The offerings that are blemished. That's why the Bible says repent before you enter the presence of God. I pray, I hope everybody repents before you enter, before you even get here. Should be repenting, Lord, forgive me for anything I've done that's offended you. So that we can enter his presence and be refreshed. We are in a time of season where God is seasoning us with fire and glory. This season is the fire that is to purify us, to burn the world and its idols out, to be a continuous sweet aroma and an offering to the Lord that is approved by him. In Mark chapter 9. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy when you're in the fire. You know, everybody yells, fire! And then when it comes, they run. The Israelites did the same thing. They wanted to see God. When he showed up, they booked. Poof! Said, you talk to him, Moses. We're done, man. We'll just write him a letter. In Mark chapter 9. In verse 49. Mark 9:49. Let's speak it together. For everyone will be seasoned with what? Woohoo! Will be seasoned with fire. What is it that you're going through that you don't like? Well, I don't like this circumstance right now. I don't like this circumstance right now. You know, things just don't seem fair. The world's not fair. But God's going to use it to burn. He's going to use it to change me and you, no matter what's going on. For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt, so that you and I are preserved, so that we will be a sweet aroma to the Lord, and that we would be tasteful to the Lord. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, that's why we're highly flavored. How will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Oh, glory to God. So we are to be seasoned with fire. Amen? Go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Freedom's fire. Everybody cries for freedom, but they ain't willing to go through the fire. You know, the Lord just wants us to be like him. He just wants us to be like him. Everybody has their job. I didn't say job. I said job. Everybody goes through a job season. God wants to know what you're going to do in that season. Who are you going to trust? Who are you going to call on? Where are you going to run to? Are you going to go backward or forward? Are you going to go into the flesh? Are you going to get bitter? Job had, and in the carnal eyes, Job had every right to be angry. In the carnal eyes. But in the eyes of God, he had no right at all. None. Even though God allowed Satan to access him, he still had no right at all to be angry. Because he knew the promises of God and the righteousness of God. And God had granted him favor. And he's a God of promise and covenant. So what you will lose will be restored. Abraham went through the same thing. When he was asked to offer up Isaac, his son. The one he loved. The other one he sent away. And he loved that one too. Sometimes you got to send away your Ishmaels. Sometimes you love them, but you got to send them away. Because they've got to go their course. But Abraham had to go through the same thing when God asked him to offer up his only son. After the Lord told him to remove his other son. You know, I mean, think about this. Wait a minute, he's my only kid. What's up? He's the one I love. But you know what? He remembered something. This is the promised seed. So, Lord, if you make me kill him, you're going to rise him from the dead. Because he's got to fulfill covenant. See, when we begin to look at things of covenant, we've got to begin to look at them that God is faithful to complete what he started. But if the enemy moves you out of covenant position, he doesn't have to fulfill anything. People scream, oh, Lord, why? And he says, why? Why didn't you do what I told you? I gave you counsel on it. Why didn't you do this? And why are you being moved? Don't you trust me? Whose report are you going to believe? See, all of this is to see how covenant you are with him, because he's covenant with you. Everything we go through is to maintain covenant. That fire is to get rid of you so he can have position, but so that his glory can rest upon you and others can see him in you. But if you're miserable, grumbling, and complaining, always woe is his measies, always blaming everybody else for your stuff, always justifying, trying to prove yourself, that is not Christ's character. Amen? 1 Pete chapter 1, is everybody there? Hallelujah. In verse 3, let's speak it together, please. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise and the honor and the glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So even you're going to be tested by fire. You know, when you look at everything that we've been through in the world, we're God was always trying to speak. Always trying to speak to us. You know, he won't force us to do things. He won't force us. But he tries to speak. He tries to speak. He tried to stop that person that was raping that little girl. He kept speaking to him. But the person didn't listen. He kept trying to speak to that person who was getting ready to robbed that bank. Kept speaking to him. He kept speaking to me on the drug deal that I got busted with on the way there. Don't do it, guy. It's a setup. And I ended up getting sentenced to life in prison. But thanks be to God, he had the key. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. One of the things that fire of God does, the glory of God will do, when that fire, first of all, the anointing exposes sometimes, and the fire will burn it. Pride cannot exist in the glory of God. That's why Lucifer was removed. It cannot exist in the glory of God. But I'll tell you what, pride can reject the glory of God. Pride is the number one killer of mankind. And it serves deception. Because Satan's greatest weapon is deception. Is everybody okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, is everybody there? In verse 12. Hallelujah. 3:12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with what? Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare, because it is revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has done or has built on endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So even our faith will be tested. We're tested, and so are our works tested. There's going to be a lot of people who have been doing a lot of works, but have not been ordained by God. And they're going to burn. Amen? Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 5. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I've begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a what? If you're his ministers of the new covenant, we're to be a flame of fire. That means glory. In 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Tell them, Lord, we want to be a flame of fire. Ministers of the new covenant of the as a flame of fire. You know, if you've ever seen something on fire.
Hello.
You know, a lava stick or something like that. It's a steel on fire. If you were to drop it, it will burn right through. God wants us to be such a flame of fire that we burn through all the natural. We burn through all the carnal. We burn through everything. We're burning through everything. We burn through. Nothing affects us. We burn through it. Doubt burns through everything. You know, when a fire gets so hot that before you even put something in a fire, it burns before it gets there. So that we burn through doubt. We burn through unbelief. We burn through everything. Nothing can touch us because it burns before it even gets to us. That's what God is trying to bring us to. So on fire. That's what he said, you know, you've gotten lukewarm. See, people get lukewarm. They think they're on fire. Because they have an emotional effect. But fire is different. Fire's the warmth and the presence of God, the glory of God. Again, nothing. There isn't anything else. There's not a gazillion voices. There isn't anything. There's only one. Everything's gone, burned away. Everything that can try to touch you can't. It's burned. It's burned. You are not moved. You're not swayed. You're not anything. You're just pure fire with a pure heart and a desire. In fact, that desire is no longer a desire. It's an exchange where you're not desiring to be him. You are him. For for a short period of time after my visitation from the Lord and in the glory of God. And don't take this in a prideful way. I mean, I knew I was Guy. But I was one with Jesus. And it was very strange. Because I just came out of a 20-year drug addiction and here I am like Jesus. My wife was happy for me, but there was a pro and con to it, you know. Man, I'm happy you're free, but I want that. See, in that place, you know all things. Without reading the Word of God, without anybody telling you. Because the only voice you know is one voice. And in that one voice, you know it's not you anymore. There's communication, but not verbal. It's communication in the spirit. Because verbal, it would take 3 days to speak what happens in 1 second in the spirit. It's like download in the Matrix. You know, it's over with. You just went to college for 10 years and, you know, it was over with. And that's what it's like in that area, in that place in the realm. Like I said, it was three-dimensional. It's past, present, and future. But the information is overwhelming. Even Paul said, I was taken up to the third heaven, and I couldn't even speak what they were. It was too much. See, but God wants us to be such a flaming fire that anything gets near us burns. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses, and everyone say, cleanses himself. There's got to be a desire to cleanse yourself. There's got to be a desire to be pure. There's got to be a desire to leave the old man. There's got to be a desire to don't do those things over again that you know hurt you and others, shame you and others, offend you and others. Is everybody all right? There's got to be a desire to want to be clean. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. In other words, if you're willing to allow God to cleanse you, if you're willing, you want to be cleansed, that takes repentance. That takes humbleness. Lord, forgive me for being an idiot. Forgive me for touching the green. Forgive me to even assume that. Forgive me. It doesn't mean you got to understand everything. Forgive me. Lord, just forgive me for whatever I've done. I don't even know what I've done. I say, I don't take no chances. Forgive me for anything I said, thought, and did. Anything I agreed with the enemy. Forgive me. Please wash me with the blood. See, if we're willing to cleanse ourselves, that's how we cleanse ourselves. He's willing to bring you to the next level. So we must stay in a state of cleansing to continue to go to the next level. If you don't stay in a state of cleansing, see, this is going to take something called consistency. It's going to take something called discipline. It's going to take something called death to yourself. Amen? Anyone willing to be cleansed. This is where God is able to mold us. That's where the fire comes. He goes, great. Okay, you want to be cleansed? Come on, let's go in the fire. Let's go into fire. When I bring you into fire, let me mold you in this fire. Yeah, I know that hurts. I know that. Yeah, I know. No, I don't want to hear about it. I know. You don't need to explain it to me. Let's just get rid of it. Are you going to let me burn that? But. No, you're going to let me burn that. Okay, here, Lord, burn this. Come on, let's make an exchange. Let me burn this. Every time you make the exchange for something, you get burned, it's a place where fire can be. And then what we need to do is constantly feed ourselves with things that have been purified by the fire. Is everybody okay? Revelation 3 then. We're almost done. Revelation 3. Oh, Lord, I just don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't deserve this. Oh, yeah, you do. You're his kid. You're his child. You deserve to go through the fire. He says, what makes you think if I didn't go through it, you're going to go through it? You keep saying you want to be like me. Okay, come on. Oh, wait a minute, not that part. Isn't there something easier I can do? Maybe I can just take a pill and turn into you. Doesn't work that way. Revelation 3, verse 17. It says, because you say I am what? Rich and have become wealthy. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Pride. And have need of what? Nothing. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy for me gold refined in the what? Fire, that you may be rich in white garments, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may what? See. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Oh. I can't believe the Lord rebuked me. It's because he loves you. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be what? Zealous and repent. In other words, be on fire and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. And to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. And he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In other words, you are going to buy what's been refined. Your associations and things with people and things that are transparent. See, things that are refined are transparent. If you ever took gold and melted it, it's transparent. You can see through it. Amen? This is where pride is no longer the ruling voice. But prior to this, pride was the ruling voice, isn't it? What are they saying? Because you think that you're this, you're rich and you don't need this, and you're healthy and you don't need this. In other words, you think that you got everything and you don't need me. That's prideful. And I want to close at Zechariah 13. Zechariah 13. Is everybody getting this? Everybody goes through it. Some run, some burn. Praise God. But if you're willing to allow God to bring you through it, you'll be a sweet aroma. You'll stand no matter what goes on. And you'll be a flame of fire. And whatever you learn, lean on, you'll just go right through because you're on fire, man. Zechariah 13 and verse 7. Would you read it with me? Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Then I will turn my hand against the little ones. And it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that two-thirds in it shall be cut off and die, but one-third shall be left in it. I will bring the what? One-third through the fire. Will what? Refine them as silver is refined. and test them as gold is tested. Then they will call on my name. I will answer them. Oh, glory. Let me tell you, God is willing, ready, and waiting for you as you go through the fire. I will answer them, and I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. Why? Because there'll be one like him. Remember, the Spirit carries the anointing, the fire carries the glory. Freedom's fire. There isn't anything greater than freedom's fire, but there is a price to pay. And it's our responsibility to buy the things that are refined to maintain. Amen? Praise God. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, we are honored and blessed. And we ask, Lord, that as the anointing within keeps us, that the fire of God will bring us to the glory. Lord, that our eyes would be a flame of fire to see as you see. That our hearts would be purified. And that you'll remove from us any presumptuous sin. Any area, Lord, burnout that's an idol in us. That we hold nothing of this world. That we entangle ourselves with nothing of this world, but everything that's trying to entangle itself from the world with us will be burned up. That we will be constantly offering up the sacrifice of true righteousness, forgiving, blessing, walking, living, not only in the Spirit, but in the glory. Lord, let your people know your great love of how much you love us and the price you paid for us, knowing that what awaits us is so much glorious than these minor afflictions we go through. Now, Lord, let the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus descend upon your people with revelations. Visit them, Lord, in dreams and visions. Encourage them and allow them to stand strong as a flame of fire. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.